You've heard of the phenomenon cargo cults? In this documentary, Waiting for John, the director, Jessica Sherry, attempts to portray the inner workings of what's believed to be the last existing cargo cult. It's based around John Frum. As early as 1938, stories arose about John Frum's fight against repression by European governments and missionaries. He inspired the locals to return to traditional ways and predicted that Americans would arrive and bring with them an amazing amount of very good things. As it happened, starting in 1941, with the escalation of World War II, the U.S. did send 300,000 troops to build strategic bases in the Pacific, of course, with incredible amounts of hardware and supplies. The nature and quantity of these amazing material goods astounded the natives, and anthropologists feel this was the basis for the emergence of cargo cults.
I had done a lot of international production before, so when I first arrived, you know, everything seemed pretty much like a normal village.
Jessica Sherry, director of Waiting for John, spent 3 months living in Lamakara, a village of about 250 on Tanna Island in Vanuatu, there between Fiji and New Guinea. She went there to find out what happened to the John Frum movement.
I think at the moment when I saw them sort of marching around like U.S. soldiers, you know, I took it very seriously, all in unison, and they obviously had practiced it for years and years and years. I thought, wow, this is a little bit weird.
Like other cargo cults who revere a Yankee messiah, followers of John Frum believe if they adhere to certain rituals, riches will arrive as they did summoned by the Americans during World War II. Most of these cults disbanded or turned into other organizations, but in Lamakara, they hang on, celebrating John Frum Day, February 15th, raising the American flag every day, and performing military drills barefoot with bamboo muskets and USA painted on their bare chests.
I think in the 1960s, they literally wanted canned food and refrigerators. I think now the religion's kind of evolved and developed a little where they just believe there's a brotherhood and they want America to come back and kind of recognize them and help them in their situation.
Sherry's documentary focuses on the believers and the choices they face, reflecting how connections between religion and community can trump the merely rational. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.